Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, to help me understand a story that is said to be gripping all of Australia right now. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is puzzling. Years after the Afghanistan war, Australia grapples with its involvement. Subhead, decorated war veteran Ben Robert Smith loses lawsuit that centered on allegations he murdered unarmed Afghans. The allegations are appalling. And I welcome Scott to help me understand this story. Scott, Ben Robert Smith, a war hero, a decorated war hero, and he's been living in Afghanistan as a prominent member of the media ever since. What's been his job, Scott? Good day to you.
Good day, John. Yeah, this is quite a shocking and a complex story. He went over to Afghanistan to fight for Australia. He's come back, you were correct, a decorated war hero, became a familiar face in Australia as well. He was appointed general manager status of a TV network here in Australia as well. And then sometime down the track, he was quite a favorite one as well, a favored one. The rival TV network discovered allegations that he was involved either directly or indirectly in war crimes in Afghanistan, the killing of Afghanis. At least four were named. So Ben Robert Smith turned around and said, well, that's rubbish. I never was involved in any of that. I'm going to sue you for defamation. And this has turned out to be a major, major defamation case here in Australia. He went to court, and just this week, it was announced by the judge that the rival TV network's allegations were substantiated and that he is a war criminal, which has shocked not just his legal processes, but the whole of the country. Remember, this guy was well-liked. Now, the reasons behind the judge's determination, we don't know yet. The Commonwealth here has effectively got a gag order on the judge. So for national security reasons, he can't release the details as to why he's come to that particular reasoning. Ben Robert Smith, of course, still denies the allegations. His employer at the Channel 7 network has also said, this is not the Ben Robert Smith I know. This is obviously going to go to appeal, but it's a story which has just shocked Australia to its core, that somebody who was so decorated, somebody who is so much loved in the industry, has had this determination against him.
Let me read from the Wall Street Journal report of the allegations. The allegations in the articles included that he murdered an unarmed Afghan civilian by kicking him off a cliff and getting soldiers under his command to shoot the man. Also, machine-gunned a man with a prosthetic leg, which he took back to Australia and then encouraged soldiers to use as a novelty drinking vessel. Also, pressured newly deployed soldier to kill an elderly unarmed man. These are appalling allegations. Appalling. The defamations, these were first reported in several publications in Australia in 2018. So it is 5 years later. The original allegations, I understand, were developed by two journalists working in Afghanistan before the exit of the American and NATO forces. So it would be very difficult to reproduce that reporting now, given the Taliban is in control of the country and there's no peace anywhere in Afghanistan.
No. And these journalists at the center of these allegations are quite well-respected journalists in Australia as well. So you've got the defense in the defamation action from these two journalists, well-respected, strong-caliber journalists. But you've also got the allegations against Ben Robert Smith, once again, a man who has been well-respected, a decorated soldier. The cost of all this has already been put at $38 million US dollars in this defamation action. It's quite phenomenal how this has the turn of events in all of this, John. And like I said before, it has just shocked the nation that this has happened. And it would have shocked the nation either way, because if the defamation action was found to be false, then the credibility of these two journalists, who are well respected in Australia, would have been shot as well. So either way, there was going to be a shock.
Let's go to some good news. Britain's flagship post-Brexit free trade deals with New Zealand and Australia come into force these last days, lifting tariffs on exports, opening up market access to services, easing bureaucratic hurdles on digital trade and work visas. This looks like good news. Is it being celebrated, a bilateral with Britain?
Well, obviously, with the UK, just like the United States, Australia, you know, very good friends. And so with the post-Brexit situation going on, Australia will be trading with the UK, no matter what post-Brexit details are going on. It's just a course of nature, really. But to be moving forward with the post-Brexit trade is a good thing. Of course, we're still looking at trade with China. That seems to be going on a little bit, and of course other nations as well.
Well, let's go to the other nations, because there's comparable news that isn't so positive. This is Reuters reporting. Australia prepared to extend EU free trade talks to achieve access. The explanation: a free trade agreement with the European Union, a market of 450 million people and gross domestic product of 24 billion Australian dollars, was a top priority. I've made it clear, said Trade Minister Don Farrell. I've made it clear that Australia will not sign a deal just for the sake of it. It sounds like there's trouble here, Scott.
There is trouble, John. We are closely monitoring this. It seems to be a lot of tit for tat going on. The European nation, they're wanting relief in sales tax, such like luxury cars tax imported into Australia. Now, there's also a concern here from Australia about the way we label our wines, as an example, Prosecco, just cheese, things like that, because they've got a lot of French derivation. The French have said, no, you must remove those French names from your marketplace. Well, Australia says, well, no, we're making it part of the European trade, and we want you to allow us to use the French derivation in our names. It's a lot of tit for tat going on, John. We'll have to closely monitor this, but Australia is saying we're not going to budge. We will extend the talks, and to hell with the deadline. We want what we want.
The Ring of Fire dominates the stories of the Pacific, the volcanoes and the earthquakes. You have tremblers in Melbourne. Where are they, Scott?
It is the heart of the city of Melbourne. It started about a week ago. There have been daily earthquakes. Now, they may only register about 4 magnitude, but the significance of this, the epicenters are pretty much in the city, or at least just on the outskirts of the city. These are causing cracks in walls. People are rumbling out of bed, and there just seems to be ongoing. And seismologists are saying, be prepared, there's more to come.
Scott Maiman, CBS News. He is in Brisbane, Queensland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hola, déjame preguntarte algo. ¿Quieres que tu carro dure más, que corra más suave y que rinda mejor? Tranquilo, estoy hablando de tu motor. Te tengo algo bueno. Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam ayuda a que tu motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y es facilito de usar. Solo lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Déjalo trabajar mientras manejas. Sin pasos extras ni visitas al mecánico. Si tu carro anda medio raro, temblando en el rally sin fuerza, gastando gasolina como cafecito por la ventanita, puede que sea hora. Seafoam es tu primer paso sencillo para recuperar ese rendimiento. Para que rinda como debe ser, suave y con power. Y esto no es nuevo. Seafoam ha sido confiado por mecánicos por más de 75 años. 75 años. Eso es mucha confianza, mi gente. Y por eso millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener sus motores fuertes. Agarra una lata de Seafoam hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita y pa'lante con confianza.